Hello, dear friends. Lee Pallister here from Sovereign Grace Reformed Church in Tiverton, Devon, Southwest England. Today I'd like to give a short video on why Christians ought not to drink. Now, the Bible overwhelmingly warns us against the effects of strong drink and alcohol. It overwhelmingly warns those who would be wise unto salvation, wise unto the things of God, not to give themselves to the things of drink, to the things of alcohol. And so today I'd like to give a short exhortation. It's not an exhaustive study, just a few points really on the subject, starting with Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. We see in our culture how the culture has crept into the church. And what should be the Christian's response to the subject of drinking? Well, I'd like to just apply this to two types of people. Firstly, to the young Christian, someone who's not long been saved. Their life has been transformed. The Lord has saved them by his grace. And they come into the church and they are divided on the issue. In their heart's desire, they want to get as far away from their previous life as possible and look to Christ. And yet, but within the church, they see some people still drinking and some people not. And so I want to apply this message to young believers, those who are young in the faith. And I also want to apply this message to those who perhaps who are more senior in the faith. First of all, the text before us in Proverbs 20 verse 1 says, wine is a mocker. It is a mocker. And the reason it is a mocker is because when we give ourselves, we who are Christians, when we give ourselves to strong drink, it really means that we're trying to escape the things of God. Because there are many parts of the Bible where it teaches us to be sober. And the reality behind that is because if we drink strong wine and strong drink and alcohol, it makes us far more susceptible to temptation and the things of the devil. You know, the reason why many people in our Western culture have many misconceptions of God is because they drink and they're contentious and because they are deceived by alcohol, and they do things which they would not normally do in their right mind. And so they'll watch things, they'll get angry. Why doth a heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Well, alcohol here is described, strong drink, as raging. And of course we know in our culture that those who drink often rage and get into fights, and contention happens. Wine is a mocker. And so you who perhaps who have been in the faith a number of years, I would encourage you to not drink, especially because the culture has given themselves to these things. The Bible is overwhelmingly against it. It warns against it, against the effects of it. And young Christians really are looking to those who have been in the faith for years. And if they see a Christian that's been a Christian for 20, 30 years, and I saw this when I was converted, I saw Christians who have been in the faith for a long amount of time and they had no problem with drinking. And really, I found out later that actually that there were lots of other things in their life as a consequence of their drinking, what they watched. And so it really set a bad example for me. And I was confused on the subject. But the Bible is not confused on it. The Bible is overwhelmingly clear that alcohol and strong drink, really, we ought to stay far away from. If we stay away from the places that wickedness goes on, why would we stay, not stay away from alcohol and strong drink? It mocks, it's a mocker. Because what we're really saying is, I want to escape the reality of God in my life. I want to impair my faculties that God has given me. I want to loosen my grip on eternity and perhaps just take my mind off it for a few hours. And it impairs our judgment. And of course, a Christian is one who is to be sober, is to be diligent in his or her work, especially if you're an adult, especially if you're a parent, that you are to set an example for your children and to be sober. Because when you drink and you give yourselves to these things, of course, it leads to lots of bad decisions, arguments. And it's not only raging, it not only brings contention and sorrow, but of course, it's a deceiver. It deceives us. We would not normally do things which we wouldn't do if we were in our right mind. If we give ourselves to drink, the boundaries and the lines in our life that we would normally not cross, when we drink, well, those lines become invisible, and we are quite willing to step over those lines because, of course, our minds have been impaired. And really, those who are young in the faith, I want to encourage you to take God's word for it, that stay well away from strong drink and alcohol. Trust in what God's word has to say. Don't listen to those who take God's word out of context concerning the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord and his word by far is against Christians drinking, especially in a culture which has given themselves to drink. Back in the days of the Lord Jesus, wine was far weaker than it is now. And Christians really ought to stay far away from it if they are diligent in the things of God and if they care for the word of God. And those who are senior in years in their faith, they ought to set an example for the younger Christians. What they need, the younger Christians, is a godly example. What they do not need is an example that says, well, what you were doing in your previous life, the things that you were doing in your previous life are perfectly acceptable. To a young Christian, of course, that is not good, because what you're really doing is you're giving excuses for young Christians to start drinking again. And they may not be as disciplined as you are in certain areas. And so the twofold application here for young people and older people, senior people in the faith, as it were. Young Christians need to get as far away as from their old life as possible in framing their life around the things that are good. They need to get as far away from the sins they were accustomed to in their old life. They were deceived by drink in their previous life. They've mocked God in the way they lived their life in previous years. And what they need to do is they need to frame their life around the things which are good and wholesome. And you who are senior Christians, you need to be very careful, of course, in your conduct towards the younger, in how you show yourself to be an example to the younger. And part of that, of course, is not giving yourself to the drink. That is so important because wine is a mocker. You unintentionally may be mocking God by doing that, because you're saying, well, I'll take my ease now. Live and drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die. I don't have to think upon the things of God, the judgments of God. I don't have to be diligent. I'm not susceptible to temptation. And you're really teaching the younger people that it's okay. You know, what happens when trouble times hit and you've got used to having a glass of wine in the evening, or a glass of wine when you go out? Oh, perhaps that will turn to two glasses of wine, or three glasses of wine, or four beers, or five beers. And I've known this to happen in people's lives, and it's gone completely unaware in churches. Really, because of the lack of teaching and the lack of standing upon Scripture in this matter. We are those who are Christians need to stand on God's word and not give in to our cultural ideals And so I would overwhelmingly encourage you who love God's word and who are true Christians to stand fast in not giving in to alcohol and to drinking. You who are later on in the faith, not to give in to those things. And you who are younger, to obey God's word in this. And so I hope and pray that this message would have blessed you.